got to work on him. So one of the things that Jesus tells us is that we have to love our enemies. No matter how hard it is, no matter how much we don't want to, it's what we're supposed to do. It's not an easy lesson to learn, but I think that you can do it. I think that I saw a Pharaoh hanging around out here someplace. I think I saw him. He's trying to change. He's trying really hard. He really wants to understand God. But I think he needs a little kindness. I think he needs a little encouragement. Do you think you can do that for him?
Yeah!
Now be nice to him. We're not going to throw anything at him. We're going to show him God's love through our kindness. Do you think we can do that?
Yeah.
You think we can do that? Pharaoh, are you here? Where are you, Pharaoh?
Hit it, DJ Frank.
Tell me, anybody know what peer pressure is? Paige.
when someone tries to force you to do something. So everybody in the land, I felt like even if I wanted to, and there were a couple times I told Moses, yeah, I sinned, I did the wrong thing, but I always felt that peer pressure because, you know, you people were making the bricks for our buildings. You know, you were making it happen. I had everything going for me in Egypt. And you slaves were making it happen for me. So I didn't want to do that. But you know what? As time went on, things got worse, right? What else happened to me? Give Matt a chance. Go ahead. Gnats came. What else happened to me this week? What happened to me? That's right. I said, what was that smell? Because the fish were all over the place. What else did I get hit with this week?
You got hit with hail.
Oh, man. I had so many lumps on my head from the hail. I had a headache. All right? What else, Damon?
Flies.
Flies, yeah, they were all over me. It was disgusting. It was disgusting. Yeah, Mackenzie. What's that? Well, that was worse. When I lost my son, and it wasn't just me, it was all my servants, and anyone who had a firstborn son. What else happened to me? Gnats, and they were worse than the flies because they got in my ears and my eyes and up my nose, and I couldn't breathe, I couldn't see, and oh, it was just terrible. Who else? Yeah. What else did I go through this week? Yeah, I did. I went to a lot of tissues because I did a lot of crying. Yeah. Okay, just Sherry, what else did I go through? Yeah, man. Right, that was another thing. Everything that I had to feed my people with was destroyed. I mean, it just took me so long to wake up, and then
God's trying to put the whole sky back to.
And that was another thing. The sun disappeared, at least where I lived. Where the Israelite slaves lived, the sun was out and everything was good. Yeah. One more thing, Josh. Yeah, I lost, I don't know if you guys know it or not, but I lost my favorite cow, Betsy. I mean, you know, we raised her from just a little calf, you know? And Betsy gave great milk. And I got to tell you, at the end of the day, I felt like what was happening to me. My own official said to me, when are you going to end this? Don't you see the land is ruined, everything is destroyed? And then after it was all over, I felt like a monkey's uncle. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it was just horrible. And the bottom line was, I needed to learn to say yes to God. And even after losing my first child, my son, I still had a hard heart. And it wasn't until I let the people go and my arms got drowned in the Red Sea that I realized how wrong everything was and how I needed to change and to rethink about my life because I just needed to learn to say yes to God. And I think that's a great message, you know, because we're going to experience that through our entire lives, right? As you're growing up, every day gives us an opportunity to say yes or no to God. I know, but I want you guys to learn from my life too, because we all are put in a position where we can say yes or no to God every day. I know, it was the first one, but I just didn't get Jeremy because I didn't realize. My heart was hard. Yeah, that was crucial. That was big. Okay, so I just want to say thank you for inviting me here today. Thank you for welcoming back. Even if we had such a rough week, you know, because I knew I could count on coming here today. Because I hear that Christians are very loving and very forgiving. And I knew I'd be safe. So I want to thank everyone. here today for welcoming me back, and thank you, Ms. Soup, for having me come in. I really appreciate it. You really are Christian people. I feel your forgiveness in my heart tonight. And so, I'm going to go. Have a great service, okay? And enjoy the picnic today, all right? Okay. Okay. All right, gotta go, okay?